Hit Breakfast with Alan and Carly, and it appears on every TV channel you turn on and every newspaper you read, it's all about Donald Trump at the moment. And the idea of him actually being arrested, to give us the latest on this, is 7 News US Bureau Chief Ashley Mullaney in America right now. Good morning.
Good morning, guys.
How are you? Where are you? What's happening? Is Trump getting arrested? I think that's all the questions, right, Carly?
Yeah, all of them.
Yeah.
Well, I'm standing outside Manhattan Criminal Court. Trump has not been arrested. We don't know if he will and on what time frame. I think to be a fly on the wall would be the only way to really know what's going on inside the district attorney's office tonight. Bit of mystery around it all because Trump came out saying he'd be arrested on Tuesday and that hasn't happened. So, I mean, if this was designed as a big publicity stunt by him, he certainly got the world's attention, that's for sure.
Yeah.
So what you're telling me is the man that accused the media of portraying fake news literally drummed up fake news himself, potentially.
Well, who knows? The whole thing is very odd. Clearly, they'd be under a lot of pressure in the district attorney's office to get this right. They'd want to have a watertight case if they are pursuing charges against the president. Why? Because this has never happened before. It is unprecedented for a sitting or former president to face criminal charges. And just as a reminder, because you can sort of lose track as to what case it is, because Trump, of course, has all criminal investigations underway at once. This is about that payment for Stormy Daniels, that $130,000 payment to a porn star. So they are looking at whether he breached campaign finance laws. If they charge him with a felony offence and he is convicted of a felony offence, he's looking at possibly 4 years in prison.
Wow.
Yeah, wow. Who knows what would happen regarding that. Where you are right now, Ashley, I imagine because Donald Trump did ask for people to come out, his supporters to protest, does it feel safe where you are? Because I just think back to the Capitol riots and I get a little bit nervous for you.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's definitely the concern with police. You know, we've got all 30,000 NYPD officers in uniform on standby, ready to spring into action at the moment because they're really concerned that people might heed the advice. But it hasn't materialized. But that said, no charges have been announced. So if and when that were to happen, you know, will that change the game? Will people come out and rally around him at Mar-a-Lago and here in New York? Certainly there's a huge security operation underway, not just for protesters, but also in terms of keeping him safe if he is arraigned and comes here to New York. You've got the Secret Service that would be leading an operation like that. They're still responsible for the safety of former presidents. So we've got them working with Homeland Security, the FBI. They're setting up a base at a hotel here in New York at the moment.
Oh, wow.
So as someone that's on the ground, and I know you said they're not saying much out of the courts, but what do you think, in your opinion, being there, the likelihood of him being arrested in, say, the next couple of days is?
That's a great question. In terms of seeing Trump actually arrested, the talk is that that wouldn't happen until next week. So they might lay the charges, but not actually arraign him until next week, which would mean, you know, the mugshot, the fingerprint, before a judge. That wouldn't happen until next week.
And what a moment that would be, my goodness. Mm. Well, Ashley, thank you so much for the update.
Yeah.
We appreciate it. Before I let you go, back in my day, you never used to say the word porn star on TV, and you've been doing it every course on Sunrise. What's that like for you as a professional?
You know, it's funny you say that because she's just called a porn star. Like, everyone calls her porn star Stormy Daniels.
Yeah.
And then I looked at our heading at the Strat from Sunrise, which called her adult star, and I was like, geez, maybe this is controversial, me calling her a porn star, but isn't that what she is?
Well, yeah, but I used to say adult movie star, but you guys don't mess around on Channel 7. You're like, no, call it what it is, Alan.
She's a porn star. Feedback noted.
Well, I can't wait to see your next cross after this, Ashley.
Double down. Ashley, thank you so much for the update. And, of course, we look forward to seeing your crosses on 7 News and Sunrise. Thanks, Ashley.